homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you, it'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gigantic scissors. Whether I'm attending the grand opening of a strip mall, laundromat, or teen center, nothing cuts ribbon more hilariously than gigantic scissors. Just thinking about gigantic scissors makes me laugh. When I'm holding gigantic scissors, I like going up to stupid people and saying, "Oh no, I shrunk." And they'll go, "Oh no, you have shrunk." Then I'll reveal that they're gigantic scissors and laugh at how stupid they are. Now I know what you're thinking. Yes, Morgan, gigantic scissors are funny. But where do I keep them? Duh. With your gigantic paper and gigantic ruler. You're as stupid as a person who thought I shrank. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gigantic scissors.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Oh, hi, everybody. We're enjoying a nice, quiet pattern for this first part of the week. For tonight, clear skies, but chilly. You'll need a jacket later. Overnight low temperature drops to about 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a great day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 81. Wednesday's high will be in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. And then showers and thunderstorms return Thursday and Thursday night. Another storm system that needs to be monitored carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
This is breaking news.
This just in.
100% of the people surveyed who said they don't cheat on their taxes absolutely cheat on their taxes.
This has been breaking news.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Story this afternoon and I don't mean this because this is a nice diversion. I mean, the story today that everybody's talking about is the Notre Dame Cathedral burning to the ground. And several people are a little suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't understand. I've been there. I've seen it in person. And I've also seen other very historic churches, New York and other places, amazing places. Went to Easter Sunday on a place on Fifth Avenue that was unbelievable. But they all had fire protection. So how do you... How does this cathedral not have any? How does this happen? There's a lot about this I don't understand, and possibly because I'm ignorant. You know, these structures, when you look at these, and you realize in the 13th... I watched the thing on the pyramids yesterday on the Smithsonian Channel.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Well, it might have been on a different one. It might have been on Nat Geo.
American Heroes? No, that'd be a Nazi documentary.
Yeah, they were hunting Nazi gold on that channel yesterday. And there's a guy who has this theory about how they actually built the pyramids with a very slowly rising tunnel that went up to the top of the pyramid, and they explain how they could have... But how did they chisel 2-ton blocks out of the ground with such precision and line this thing up so mathematically perfectly? That's one of the interesting things about the pyramids is the math. I mean, this is like top-notch mathematicians were part of that design.
Well, and then if you throw in the Sphinx and the old temple, that's much older than they ever thought, too.
The Sphinx. I mean, yeah, these are amazing things done a long time ago. Of course, there's people that think aliens helped. How do we know? They did. They didn't. What, somebody, Hereticus, who's described as the inventor of history.
Hereticus?
Close to that.
Herodotus?
Is that it?
I believe so.
The TV was far away. I didn't have the volume blasting.
Yeah, I think it's Herodotus.
don't shove your college education up my ass.
Yeah, he was an ancient Greek historian who was born in Halicarnassus, or Halicarnassus, in the Persian Empire.
He had a theory talked about machines with the pyramids. But what kind of machines? Obviously, they were simple. They were not motorized, but they still had ways of using pulleys and levers to reduce what I remember. What guy was this guy's name? Cronin, my high school science teacher. We had to learn how to compute work, you know, in terms of actual energy expended.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get it. You know, like most of those topics with me, the teacher would speak and off my forehead. I didn't know. I couldn't internalize it, Joey. Not that bright.
You can only contain so much. You got to be interested.
All right, so why am I talking about the pyramids? It's stunning when you think of how amazing a creation like the Notre Dame Cathedral was in the 13th century, right? Isn't that when they started? It took 100 years.
Yeah, and it was finished in the 14th and 1340-something, 1345, I believe.
I mean, a generation of people that worked on it came and died while it was being constructed. That's right. Pretty frickin' amazing.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that most of the cathedral was made of granite or non-flammable material?
No, there'd be a wood frame, most likely.
All right. Even considering that, why many buildings of fame have been retrofitted for fire?
Right.
And certainly, France, you would think, with this being one of their biggest tourist attractions, drawing Catholics from all over the world, and just people who appreciate unbelievable architecture, or the legend of Notre Dame. And there are some irreplaceable historic artifacts in that building as well.
Right.
So, A, why were no fire protection devices retrofitted into that building? And B, do we know anything about who started this?
The only report I've seen is it happened France 24. That network is reporting the fire started 5-6 minutes after it was closed to the general public. The cathedral was closed. They are wondering whether or not this fire started, asking about upgrades. They were currently in the process of a multi-million dollar project to renovate the spire.
Right.
And could it have been, you know, tools or could it? Well, and that's the thing. I just talked to Dan about this. Was it foul play? Which I think everybody should be suspicious of, or
yeah,
is it?
I think most people are.
Or was it just, you know, negligence?
France is an effed up country right now. France has serious problems. French citizens, there are places they can no longer go there because they're just simply, their life is in danger.
Well, my first thought is, why aren't you, you know, treated like a forest fire? Get a helicopter, dump water, and they said it would collapse the building. It'd be too much force of water. Especially after the fires have...
Can't they go up there with a giant pitcher and slowly tip it over?
They finally did get the huge ladders with hoses connected to the Seine River and were spraying in. But they're now saying they don't know if they can stop it. The Paris fire chief is saying
that. Doesn't look like they're going to be able to stop it to me.
How?
Look at that.
Yeah, it's unreal. That is
a raging inferno.
Man.
Well, pardon us, but pardon me. I speak only for myself.
Well, pardon me as well.
I think this has to be treated with suspicion proven otherwise.
Forgive me, Greg, for I've sinned.
We only have a three-hour show. By the time I get done with all of mine, we won't have much room for...
Well, you know, you've often talked about how the news affects you.
Yeah.
I've been sitting in the studio for 3 hours now with images of this burning, you know, historic cathedral that I've known, you know, 12 years of Catholic school. I've known about it since I've been a kid.
Sure.
It's put me in a sour mood.
I mean, me too. This is
not,
look,
fun to watch.
I have a thread from the gang. We've been communicating. Excuse me, I just got one from Emily. Wow, I got a whole bunch. Aliens built the pyramids. Bleh, she says. Well, you have to wonder.
Or was it an ancient lost civilization that helped?
Construction, what's that about? I don't understand.
I think it's very possible history is older than we think it is. Much older. Human history. Well, for instance, in modern-day Turkey, the Göbekli Tepe temple and structures kind of upset anthropology because it's dated around the time of hunter-gatherers when this structure would have been put up, which really turns a lot of their theories on their head. The idea is agricultural revolution comes in, gives more leisure and time to ruminate on the, you know, existence in the world, and culture and religion develop out of that. But now they're thinking maybe it was religion and belief of all these different tribes that drove them to build this structure and to congregate there. So the point is, we don't know. There's so much we don't know.
Exactly. But I learned yesterday, this periodontist guy, you know...
Herodotus?
Oh. Wrong consonant. All right, well, there's that. It's tax day.
Well, and then I could teach you about Thucydides and the Peloponnesian War.
I'm not going to call him out because I know he's busy, but I got to text Steve Duro.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he filed an extension for me. He knows the drill.
Yeah, me too. I'm sure he did. I'll just say, hi, exclamation point. How's everything? Let's see what I get back. Probably get an emoji. Okay, yeah. This cathedral being under renovation. Trump questioning. Well, he knows a little bit about building things.
Yeah.
Just a little. But he was talking, he made a great statement the other day about somebody who built something but didn't put their name on it. He says, you got to put your name on it or nobody's going to remember you. It's worked. If they were renovating the spire, a couple of oily rags in that store probably could have combusted. There's going to be so many possibilities.
Yeah.
Since it was being renovated. But why does my gut tell me no? Even though we were lectured pretty much all weekend about what horrible people we are for not, I guess the bottom line from the crazy left is if we don't stand with Ilhan Omar, we are racist. And if that's the criterion,
I
guess I'm doomed.
She's complaining about, like, her emails and all the death threats she's getting, but as far as I'm concerned...
Show them to me.
Well, no, but...
Let me see your emails and death threats. Let's get the police on it right away.
But, Elon, all that is just some people did some stuff and sent you some things. Like, it's no big deal. Doesn't reflect on all Americans, right? Some people just did some stuff.
Yeah, just did some things.
Right.
In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, Cumulus Cell KLOS, where they having a fire sale? Oh, no pun intended. let me look at my Facebook page here for Stilton's Place, which used to be Hope and Change. This is funny. I had to put something like this dog. It's a nice white service dog. He says, I help blind people. Mm-hmm. I give them independence. German Shepherd says, I protect people.
Right.
I help them walk around without fear of criminals. And then the goofball dog that says, I eat shoes.
Let's
see what our listeners, we get a lot of comments on it. There are a number of people that are, let's just put it in one lump word, suspicious about this, and I guess it's going to take time to figure it out. But let's not forget, there's one group on our planet that enjoys... here's Stevie Ritter, this is Roz's brother, who knows a little bit about architecture as well.
Mm-hmm.
He says, perhaps the worst fire protection of any historical building I have ever seen. France, being anti-church, refused to send firefighters to squash this. That's...
Yeah, but the French government owns a building. And it's a major tourist attraction.
You mean they don't have the separation of church and state there?
Oh, no. They are explicitly a secular state.
Hey, did you see all the global warming on the field at Wrigley? Look at that.
Yeah.
Covered in snow. It's April 15th. That's not the latest snow, though. It snowed as late as June. And I think I was alive when that happened. I think it was 1961.
61? Shush! Speak loudly and boldly the truth. Don't be ashamed of your history.
All right, here's the...
Or some people did something in 61 or something.
This is the Stilton's place. Shut up. It's six pictures of Ilhan Omar, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
First one says, let me take off the unfair reasons Muslims are discriminated against in America. First of all, you're not. Because some people did something on 9/11. And someone did something at Fort Hood. And some people did something at the Boston Marathon. And in San Bernardino. And at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And are you done? And she says, trust me, when I stop ticking, you'll know it. Ooh. Hey. Ooh. Her face makes my flesh crawl. Especially when she smiles. You know a little bit about women. How could you not? You've been working with me for a long time now.
Right, and working with you means I learned so much about the opposite sex. I mean,
careful.
You're like the Pied Piper of women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make them all go away. Just like what's his name did with the rats in Ireland or whatever.
Or the snakes. St. Patrick. Snakes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's his name?
I'm getting all my religious figurines and legends confused here. All right. Beautiful day. In fact, we should go out and
check traffic.
Yeah. Nice breeze. Toying with our hair.
No, they really are, just to revisit this real quick, hardcore. They're a secular state in France. I actually remember a few years back talking to a Frenchman who was here in America, and he was having a hard time understanding separation of church and state in America and freedom of religion.
Well, that whole concept has been so bastardized by the left.
No, some people go too far with it, absolutely.
You know, it was, it didn't mean you couldn't put God in a public school. It just meant we can't have a government church. But, you know, because they never give up and they never quit and because they hate themselves and their God is their ideology, like global warming or socialism or whatever it happens to be.
Well, in America, you can freely express religious belief and whatever else about religion in the public square. In France, you cannot. You cannot. You can do it privately, but not publicly.
Declare your religion?
You can declare it in a way, but you can, for instance, the Cathedral of Notre Dame around Christmas, the Christmas trees and nativity scenes, these sort of things couldn't be on the public streets. So I think they actually hung some Christmas trees suspended. But yeah, that's how intense it is.
That's because they're scared to death of the people they let in. No other reason for that. Bullcrap. Hey, guess what?
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
It's from Steve Duro.
Yeah.
Says, I'm busy, but that's normal. I filed extensions for you and Ross and Joey. I got to text them back. I thought you'd send me an anger emoji. We are going to warm up quickly. We're in that spring back and forth thing, but before you know it, we'll turn the corner into summer. And if you haven't lined up a company, this is what's so important. Because the day will come for many when they arrive home after a long day at work and they open the door to the house and they know immediately the house is as warm inside as it is out. And then you go, I remember this happened at our last place, and I didn't know this was physically possible, but all the pipes connected to our outside unit were encased in ice on a 95-degree day. Big problem. This is now 12 years ago, calling different companies, and most of them said it would be 48 hours before they could even look at it. So I went out there with my hose and kept washing the ice off. Didn't do much. We had to wait 2 days to get service. Clark's Club members don't have that problem. They get the best and most qualified HVAC technicians in the business on the way with one call to 277-2125. And that same immediacy comes for plumbing issues as well. So I urge you to consider a Clark's Club membership. Get the best in the business and have them immediately available when you have a heating, AC, or plumbing crisis in your house. Call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Chris.
Hello.
Hi.
Beautiful day out there.
It is. We need to go experience it.
That's right. It's just amazing. With a beautiful day like this, there can be bad things out there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad people out there.
There are a lot of bad people out there.
And, you know, the thing is about the religious aspect is the way our laws are written. Freedom of religion, not from religion.
Right.
The left is put from religion. Anything or any talk about religion in the public square, praying and all that is, they're mixing it all up. And then the left has been very good at this over years. You know, first it was kicking God out of the school. And we've seen since they've done that what that's done to the school.
Oh, the schools are doing great. Are you kidding? I just think the schools are amazing. We're spending 12 times as much per student today as we did when I was a kid. And look at me.
There's no God. Yeah, that's right. And there's no God. I mean, I know people have graduated from public schools, especially like in Lanier in the 50s. That school produced, I mean, people that I know now as millionaires.
Of course.
High net worth individuals. And that school was a university.
I know a ton of people. In the 14 years I've been in this town, I've met so many successful people that went to Lanier and Lee. What was the other one?
Jeff Davis.
Yeah, our school system produced a lot of very good.
You know why? Because there was discipline. You didn't have kids running down the halls screaming F you at the teacher and parents showing up threatening to sue because their kid was disciplined. Hate to sound like the old fart in the radio, but I got news for you. If I got in trouble at school, I knew I was going to be in worse trouble at home. So that's the way justice worked.
Well, we just, it's the liberalization of society. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. You know, we are an open society. People can be who they want to a degree.
Oh, no. Liberalism does not permit that. No, I disagree. Liberalism does not permit that. Do you see what's going on? They want conformity. They want everybody goose-stepping to the same thing, and they're trying to ostracize anybody who doesn't want their $93 trillion Green Deal and who doesn't want Medicare for all. And unfortunately, they have the voice boxes under their control that make it seem like everybody wants this when everybody does not.
Well, the scariest part is liberalism has transformed into into fascism.
Yeah, it is. Exactly what it is.
They just make their own rules, and if you don't live by your rules, they will destroy you. And in Nazi Germany, they did the same thing. Next thing you knew, there was people screaming in carts going down train tracks, and people turned their back because they didn't want to get out of line.
Well, the one thing those poor people...
We're in a technocracy run by fascism.
Those people did not have what we have, the Second Amendment, and that's when all hell breaks loose. Come and get us.
Well, they're proud about that. I mean, Nancy Pelosi in her interview, bring forth a gun bill.
Hey,
and by the way, if you have a bump stock, you're as of right now, and I have to say Trump, he did this under pressure. If you have a bump stock, technically you're actually can be thrown in jail because they have been outlawed. Either supposed to have proof he's destroyed it or it's been banned. Either destroy it or send it back to the manufacturer. So you're under violation.
I'll bet everybody complied with that immediately. You can't trust these people, man. That's why we have the Second Amendment, and thanks for the call. Our founders were brilliant enough to know that somebody with a better idea would come along and try and destroy. And they're right. Here they are. We spent, I don't know how much in total treasure, we can certainly measure it in blood. And there are people listening to this show who paid permanent prices for serving our country in places where we were trying to stop the spread of communism. And we got it in the frickin' Congress.
And they're proud of it. We got it running, the greatest city in the country. Between him and Occasional Cortex, they're going to turn New York City into the biggest hole on the planet.
That's what the whole thing was about, remember? And yet, we have veterans who can't get help because we got to rush our resources to the people that just walked in and said, I got a headache. That's what's effed up. That's got to change. Mom Nut.
And Morgan Freeman reminded me of the day that my daughter stood there with a pair of extra large scissors, cut the ribbon at the airport road intermediate school. Well, I was there about 8 years ago. And I thought she shrunk, but somebody told me later it was just a big pair of scissors.
Oh, it was I see. Oh, that was back to the Morgan Freeman bit that we played earlier.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It brought back a memory I had forgotten about.
See, the problem is I forgot we played that, but thank you, Mom Nut, for the call and for the personal anecdote on that. Hey, if you need somebody to maintain your property, business, commercial, industrial, residential, large or small, John Cato at JNS. Now, he keeps his costs down so he can give you a great price and a great outcome by not having an office. So I'm giving you a number and suggesting you call it and leave a message. 202-8760. Leave a detailed message with your name, the number to call back, and the time you're available, and they will get back to you. That's JNS. They do such great work, endorsed by no less an authority on good outcomes than Mommy the Swami. 202-8760. Our first look at the roads at 8:33.
As we cruise on through the 3 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and everything looks pretty good for this time of the afternoon. We have stop-and-go traffic on the boulevard, but no major problems. If you are on the interstate system, they are running along without a hitch, and we don't see any trouble on the 31s. Watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Be careful, and let's shoot for an accident-free afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh, hi, everybody. We're enjoying a nice, quiet pattern for this first part of the week. For tonight, clear skies, but chilly. You'll need a jacket later. Overnight low temperature drops to about 48. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Should be a great day tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 81. Wednesday's high will be in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. And then showers and thunderstorms return Thursday and Thursday night. Another storm system that needs to be monitored carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Cleanup continues in Troy after a possible tornado touchdown Sunday. The storm flipped some mobile homes and downed trees and power lines. Only minor injuries were reported. Montgomery police have charged a man with felony murder after a shooting Sunday. Police say 21-year-old Quayshawn Hardy is charged with murder after he and 22-year-old Jesse Phelps tried to rob a home in the 1300 block of South Perry Street. Phelps was shot and later died at a hospital. Police say since Hardy and Phelps were committing the robbery together, Hardy was charged. He's in the Montgomery County Jail under $150,000 bond. And fire officials responded to a vehicle fire at a casino yesterday. Details are limited, but the Mountain Makes 5 Volunteer Fire Department says the fire was in the Wind Creek Casino parking lot in Wetumpka. No injuries were reported, and the cause of that fire remains under investigation. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, it's Flo, with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said goodnight, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagine feeling fearless when you walk into the dentist.
Hi, I'm here for my appointment.
Act Anti-Cavity Rinse. Imagine a mouthwash that strengthens your enamel against harmful acids, like coffee.
Cappuccino for Sarah.
While preventing cavities up to 70% versus brushing alone.
I'll have a scone, too.
For a confident feeling in your oral health.
Oh, hi there.
Sarah, you look great.
Act Anti-Cavity. Stop imagining. Start acting. Use as directed.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I hate to be the creator.
Now look at them potholes. Never gonna fix them. Got no problem taking your money. The politicians always want to tax you. Taxes were nothing, taking your money. Bridges are broken, deficits are growing. Then a new round of budget cuts. I just want to know where all the money's going. Because I can't imagine for what. You got no problem taking my money. But you don't give a thing to me. They promise you that they'll fix it later. And then they send the cash overseas.
Listen here.
Them politicians begging for donations. Man, they're making themselves so wealthy. Pay your taxes, but what are they doing? Taxes for nothing, take it all from me. Taxes for nothing. Take it all from me.
Taxes for nothing.
Taxes for nothing.
Take it all from me.
Take it all from me.
Taxes for nothing.
Taxes for nothing.
Take it all from me.
Take it all from me.
Taxes for nothing.
Taxes for nothing.
Take it all from me.
Take it all.
Who was the head president that invented the IRS? Was that Wilson? Progressive?
The income tax, yes, is under Woodrow Wilson.
So he is a kid.
Yes.
Okay. He's another liberal hero. A Ivy League intellectual the perfect Democrat from Princeton. Though you see, I'm not, I know a little bit about the history thing myself, and I didn't get it all from Herodontal.
Well, and the income tax will only be a few percent, and for the rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I was telling Joey, I used to look forward, in the other years. Usually about August or September. They capped your Social Security contribution at 36,000, and they kept. But every year around September, I get a nice raise because they weren't deducting that anymore. I don't know what it is now, but last I checked, I'm not. I think I'm paying through the whole year.
Right.
Here's something that's interesting. In the Some People Did Something department.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, Islamic terrorist Inez Madani was jailed for 8 years for her attempted car bombing outside of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. She was wounded with a knife in the belly of a police officer during the arrest. Friday, she was jailed for 8 years. 8 years for an attempted suicide bombing. You feel comfortable with that? And these are the people we're supposed to be jumping up and down. Some people did something.
Right.
So I'm going to post this because what historically have we seen when somebody is punished? Could today's fire be retribution for that? So let me put this on Facebook. How should I word this? Curious. This past Friday?
Yes, that's a good start.
I'm not going to make any accusations.
All right.
I'm just going to say maybe some people did something today.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking.
It is. Look, you don't have to be a Catholic or to appreciate, in the context of world history, what an incredible structure that was. Of course, having seen those old school hunchback movies and stuff, that's what a lot of us who aren't that well-educated associate Notre Dame with. But that whole complex is just breathtaking. That and the Eiffel Tower. And I say the pyramids don't look as big when you see them. And I was at one time, that was the only thing overseas I really wanted to see was the pyramids. I was fascinated by that. You could go to the Museum of Natural History in Chicago and see an actual mummy they have there with a person.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing about Dealey Plaza when you see it up close and personal. Speaking of Texas, David Blackman will be our guest tomorrow at 3:35. But the Eiffel Tower, when you see it, looks as big as you imagine it.
Okay.
It does not disappoint. And just in terms of when you see something like the Cathedral of Notre Dame, you can't help but stand there and look at it and wonder, how did they do that all those years ago with such limited construction capabilities? And it's just sickening to watch this thing, and it's still raging, isn't it?
Yep.
It's evening in Paris now, and
10:45 their time.
It's a very ghoulish looking sight. So I'm just, I don't know if I'm connecting dots here or not. I just thought that would be worth mentioning. Because some people did something. Now, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's ramping up. It's good.
Everybody said it was good. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
They're setting a lot up for the final.
Well, one of the coolest things is there are so many different characters that have had their own storylines, mm-hmm. and they've been loosely connected, but they haven't. Like, the audience is in on, so-and-so killed that guy's father.
Mm-hmm.
Or so-and-so hadn't seen that guy in a while since he pushed him out the window. Lots happened since then. And then, so we're all in on it, but the characters aren't.
Uh-huh.
So them, like, meeting again. And let's just say Jon Snow found out the truth about himself.
Just a big effing deal.
I haven't watched it, so I
right. I'm not going to try to explain to you who Jon Snow really is. You've got to earn it.
We were talking about Dinky this morning.
Dinky?
Yeah, the little guy, Dinklage.
Oh, Peter Dinklage, yes. He plays Tyrion Lannister.
Is he dead?
No.
I thought one of those... Oh, it was the guy that played Dr. Evil's son in the Austin Powers movie.
Oh, Vern Troyer, yes.
Yeah, he passed away. Okay.
Yeah.
Not everybody is into Game of Thrones, even though HBO is trying to convince us that 1 billion people watched that last night. Really?
Well, seems like I'm the only cow in the pasture that missed the Game of Thrones last night. To tell you the truth, I tried watching it once and I couldn't keep up with it. And I still don't understand what all the buzz is about. You mean to tell me that all these people are just fighting over who gets to sit in a damn chair made out of swords and y'all can't get enough of it? Please! That sword chair don't look half as comfy as my lazy boy, and I've had it since Nixon was in office. I guess I'll never understand this Game of Thrones thing. Hell, if I wanted to watch a bunch of relatives having relations 1 minute and then fighting the next, I'd just go to my family reunion. But y'all enjoy!
Yeah, so I got folks commenting. I've got, you know, two stories on the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. One... My question was, how does something of incalculable value have so little fire protection? How does something of incalculable value not have a plan in place in case it does happen? And then the second story, and gosh, the media has been all over it, haven't they? There was an attempted ISIS attack on Notre Dame in 2016. And on Friday, a woman was sentenced to 8 years for an attempted suicide bombing. Poll shock. Bernie takes lead on who? Oh, Democratic nomination. Boy, they sure are Twitter painted over this Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Buttigieg.
Buttgig.
Buttgig, whatever.
I think it's Buttigieg.
This is a guy who has... earned his way to be the mayor of the 93rd largest city in America, and now we're going to send him over to deal with Putin. Right. We are really at a turning point. But Goldman Sachs today, and we'll be got to sound knowledgeable when we talk to Brandt.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Let's see. Oh, it was down just a tad, 0.1%. Still at 26,384. Goldman Sachs today said that they believe Trump will be reelected. Now, why would they say that if they didn't think it? And watching the Democrats self-destruct, boy, we got the... Do we have the Inspector General's report coming out on the spying thing? Look at how they are. That, and then I think the report from Barr comes out Thursday.
Thursday morning, yeah.
They got nothing. They're just freaking out. And now, of course, they're worried because the investigation is going to turn on them. And criminal referrals are going to come from the IG. They've already come from Devin Nunes. And I got to tell you, we will have the perp walk party of the century if we get to see Comey and McCabe and Orr and Mrs. Orr and the two lovebirds. Are Stroke and Lisa Page still living in Millbrook, so to speak?
Oh, two times a day?
Twice a day, Millbrook.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, every time we talk about them, it reminds me that average, if not ugly-looking people still have sex, and I don't want to imagine that.
No.
I mean, I don't want to stop them either, but just stop telling me about it.
No, I mean... What's his name?
I'm biased.
Stroke looks like Peter and the Wolf.
Huh?
He's got there's something animalistic about his... He's got a face that...
He does look mammalian.
He's got like a wolf face.
Wolf face?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's got dog-like features. Peter Stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got that simmering glint in his eye. And Hillary's going to win 100 million to zero. They got booed off the stage, I heard, or got treated really rudely at a thing in New York recently.
Mm.
But here's the thing I don't understand. I'll never understand this. New York, this great state. Look at the jack-off they've got running New York City. Look at the idiot they've got in the governor's mansion. Tax the rich, tax the rich. Drive off the rich. Now we don't have enough tax revenue, so what do you do? Well, the votes you're buying. And now we've got the Democratic field all bowing and groveling at Al Sharpton. We got reparations. How's that going to work? What do you think they're looking for with reparations? How much? How do you prove that you are the descendant of a slave and that you're entitled to something on their behalf?
I'm going to buy stock in DNA tests.
I have seen paperwork on people that you can see it at the Alabama archives and stuff, too, that did trading in that. And, a lot of it is documented.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't see that. That's just, to me, that's nothing more than a patent. But no, have you noticed one thing about the reparation issue? Nobody's mentioned money as far as dollar figure.
Not yet.
What's that going to cost? And how could anybody with a self-respecting conscience accept something in a nothing? It's nothing short of a political vote buying scam. There might be a few. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing the new C-Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. They've got 500-plus top-notch service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber. Think about that. And the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. Everything in a single managed IT portfolio. The result, for the business person, a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology challenges. More information is available at cspire.com. That's CSPIRE.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. We are at 3:54. We're going to visit the traffic dungeon, and then we'll tell you what excitement we have coming up between 4 and 5. Quick, get some excitement.
Okay.
As we move on through the afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the boulevard, and we found an accident that you need to know about. It is on the boulevard between Woodley Road and Baptist Hospital, so be careful in that area. Otherwise, on the boulevard, there's a lot of traffic. It's moving pretty well this afternoon. It's stop and go at the traffic lights. If you are on the interstate system, we don't have any problems for you on 85 or 65 at this hour. And if you are coming into town on the 31s, no trouble there. Big traffic jams on the Atlanta Highway, though. We're around Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. Also, if you're going up Taylor Road, look out as you go up towards East Chase. Traffic's pretty thick all the way out to Vaughn Road. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota and be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And it's also Holy Week.
Yep.
That's another thing that lends some suspicion to the origins of this horrible fire, destroying an amazing... It's one of those things you look at, it's breathtaking. Have you ever been to New York?
When I was younger, yes.
Did you go to... is it St. John's, the big Catholic church in Manhattan?
I don't believe I did, no.
Forgive me for not remembering or not being sure about the name, but I did go and toured the entire place, and it's incredible. And again, part of what makes it incredible is it was built with such detail and love at a time when the tools to do that kind of work just weren't anything close to what we have now. You don't see any of those type of structures being put up today. I don't know why. It would seem to be a little bit easier today than it was in the time of the pyramids of the 13th century when this thing, centuries of history, crashing down. And I'm sorry, but until I'm going to be suspicious until I've been proven I don't need to be about the origins of this fire. Right after they were done working, huh? Nobody stayed behind? We'll see.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 4/24. Purdy offer valid through 6/5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup.
Oh yeah, chicken and waffles gonna eat it up.
Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup.
Chicken and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ, happy, tastes good.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need
fun. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has just announced that she's going to be cutting back on social media for her health. 3 whole months in Congress, and already she's got health issues connected to social media. Weeks.
Yeah, I'm not really one necessarily to spread any disinformation.
I am.
But I know you guys